Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. A little Lionel Hampton in the background. And Mike Kernin, I thought the vibes were gone. When Lionel Hampton went, I thought the vibes went with him. But Jason Marsalis proved us all wrong there.
Yeah, Jason was stunning on the vibraphone, and he played some notes I didn't know our vibes had at our school this last weekend.
I guess he just was blurring them together so fast they just became new notes or something.
Well, I saw him play backstage, and he said he made a mistake, but the only mistake I saw was there was a lot of smoke coming out the instrument, so it's pretty impressive.
Mike Kernin is the Blatchley, the director of the Blatchley Jazz Band, and he's in the studio this morning along with a couple of his students. Kasia Whitmill is an eighth grader and a trumpet player. Miles Chadwick is here as well, an eighth grader and a trumpet player. Good morning, Kasia and Miles. How are you guys today?
Doing great.
All right. How are you, Kasia?
Good.
And we're here to talk about jazz, but we have to get some mundane details out of the way first, mainly a big fundraiser this weekend.
Yeah, we're putting on a Valentine's Day brunch on February 12th at Sitka High School, and we're encouraging people to attend for a great meal and to help support us in our trip effort to get down to Moscow, Idaho this year.
Okay, so the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival, the Sitka Jazz Band, or the Blatchley Jazz Band, has been going now for a while.
Right? Yeah, this is going to be, I believe it's our ninth trip down, and take around 30 students down to give them a kind of a cultural and a jazz immersion and just a great experience traveling for about a week.
Okay, that's something to look forward to. I know Miles has been before. Miles, I'll be asking you about that in just a minute. But this brunch, the 12th, is that, what day is that? Is that Sunday?
That is on Sunday, and it starts at 10:30, and it's going to run until 1:30 p.m. Again, that's at the Sitka High School Commons.
All right, and if you're like me and have not made any advance plans for your Valentine, this sounds like it might be a easy solution.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. We've got eggs, pancakes, meats, pastries, and fruits, and you get live entertainment as a bonus.
Oh, with the Blatchley Jazz Band?
Yeah, it'll be excellent.
Okay, and it's $15 for adults or people 12 and over, $10 under 12?
6 to 11 is 10 bucks. Okay. And then under 5, it's free.
All right, and it'll be at 10:30 to 1:30 on Sunday, the 12th. And it's all about getting the Blatchley Band down to the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival in Moscow, Idaho. But Kasia, I wondered, have you got any jazz left in you after this weekend? I mean, it was kind of a busy weekend for music students with the Sitka Jazz Festival, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Are you not tired out totally?
Not really.
What was it like playing up there on stage for everybody?
It was cool, sort of intimidating.
A little intimidating. Were you able to see us all out there, or were the lights too bright?
The lights were a bit bright.
Okay. Maybe it's best not to know that there are so many people out there listening to
yes.
you. Miles, you and Kasia are in the trumpet section together?
Yes.
How did the jazz festival go for you? Was it pretty exciting?
It was pretty awesome. I mean, we got to meet all these new faces, amazing trumpet players. Greatlander Band had a new trumpet player that I got to meet. Really amazing guy. And it was just fun playing in front of all those people. It was a, I wouldn't say a new experience, but it was a fun old experience.
Right. Kasia, did you go to the workshops too?
Yes.
Any workshop in particular that you liked?
I went to the Vibe one. It was cool.
With Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still just kind of blown away by Jason and the Vibes. Mike, how do you keep momentum going for the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival when you've just hosted a festival here in Sitka? How do you keep the energy up?
Well, the art form of jazz is really has to be experienced more than just listening through recordings. It's a live art, and to actually see the people playing, I think students realize how intense it can be and how excited the audience gets listening to it. So this is just kind of like one small step to we get down to Moscow and the kids see that they get to a concert with 5,000 people and realize that it's a pretty exciting art form. And it's just a step in the process to get them to listen and experience live jazz.
Yeah, a lot bigger crowd down there, Miles?
A lot bigger. It's the year I went, it was in a big track and field indoor gymnasium. Mm-hmm. And it was just very, very cool. I mean, you didn't have the comfortable seats like our auditorium. It was just bleachers. But, I mean, the stage was amazing. You had the screen like we had, a little bigger stage. But the people who played on that stage, just it was like a wall of sound. Trombones sounded like trumpets. Trumpets sounded like flutes.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very cool.
Wow. And I imagine, Lionel Hampton isn't adjudicated. Don't you have to perform for judges down there?
Yeah, there's kind of two parts to it. The educational part is we go, and the roots of the festival were competitive, and they've kind of moved more to you have a panel that listens to the kids play, and then they give them feedback on areas that they're strong or weak, and then after the end of the day, they pick one or two groups if they think that are just extra special to get a chance to play on the main stage. But the biggest benefit is to get experts outside of regular listening to give us feedback on how we're doing.
Feedback. And those experts, are those experts like, are they like stars of jazz, or are they like sort of the teaching, the high level teachers?
You know what? It's sometimes it's a combo. There are a lot of incredible musicians that you hear on TV and radio and records every day that you don't know their name because they don't have the face recognition, but they've got the chops to play. And a lot of them either work at universities or sometimes high schools, and sometimes even like Baba Thade, who's an incredible middle school teacher from California. Sometimes you get to work with those folks. And some of them are just performing artists who just haven't made their name and face nationally known.
Right. And you go way back with, the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival.
I've started when it was just a couple acts, when it was smaller than the Sitka Jazz Festival in the 80s, when it was all volunteer driven, much like the festival we have here. And I've been involved with it since I was in high school, actually. For my first jazz festival was 1982.
Wow.
Doesn't seem that long ago.
And you just carried it right through it, through college?
I went attended University of Idaho with Brad Howie. And so we had some strong connections there, and it was just logical because it was so educationally based. The founder was an educator, and so many coworkers and friends that have been involved with it. So it's kind of a family thing as well as a great jazz venue.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, there's a lot at stake for you. You don't want to bring a group up that does not sound good. Have you been working these kids pretty hard? Kasia, has rehearsal been pretty intense the past few weeks?
Not that bad.
Not that bad? Compared to swimming, compared to getting ready for a swim meet versus getting ready for Jazz Fest, which is harder?
Swimming.
Mike, I think this is a message.
I think they'll be calisthenics tomorrow at 5.
Miles, do you agree with Kasia? Have things been kind of relaxed in the music room, or is the intensity going up a little bit?
The intensity from where it was at is going up, but it's still kind of low. But what he's telling us is the intensity will get a lot higher as we get closer to the Jazz Fest. But, I mean, in swimming, it's just you start workouts starting getting harder, but once you get close to the swim meet, you just get tapered down, so instead of getting harder, it gets easier, but in jazz, it's going to get harder and harder.
Yeah, is there a jazz taper?
I don't know. I'm trying to get them to understand that it's the love of working and practicing over a long period of time. Well, you know, the big benefit is just keep working at it, because I've been doing jazz for 30-plus years, and it's just a long journey.
Yeah. I wonder if the anxiety I'm talking about is just my anxiety as a parent. You know, I'm sitting out there going, man, are they going to really pull this off? And the kids, I'm always amazed at how poised everybody is out there and how great they sound. And you must build that sort of day in and day out just in the music room.
We start on the first day, and the kids seem to rise to just about any expectation that's placed on them. So I'm very proud of where they are right now, and I expect them to even get better in the next couple weeks.
Okay. I have only one request while you're here and we're on the air, and I've got you. I can pin you down at the jam, at the opening jam next year. It's got to be you, Dee Pilatus, and Susan Brandt Ferguson have to get up there, because that way I'll have a picture of all three of you.
I will start working on Susan right now, and that should be an epic jam session.
It would be incredible. But it's going to be an epic brunch Sunday the 12th. It's the Blatchley Jazz Band Valentine's Brunch. It's going to be in the High School Commons, 10:30 to 1:30. Come anytime during that time?
Correct. Yeah, you can come as early as 10:30, and we'll serve until 1:30 or until we run out, and hopefully we're busy until the very end.
Sounds like it's going to be a savory buffet. $15 for people 12 and over, 6 to 11, $10 free if you're 5 and under. And pay at the door, Mike?
You can pay at the door, or if you know a kid in jazz band that's in that's traveling to Idaho, you can get a ticket from them, too.
All right. You can catch Miles Chadwick or Kasia Whitmill, 8th graders, walking out of Raven Radio here in about 5 minutes if you want to grab a ticket.
Can I make a quick thank you?
Sure.
I'd like to thank all the parents who put together the Valentine's Brunch and C-Mart for their donation of food items and to make this brunch possible.
Absolutely. The community support to pull off these fundraisers is pretty amazing.
It's great
when you think about it. Mike Cronin is the director of the Blatchley Music Program. Kasia Whitmill and Miles Chadwick are 8th grade trumpet players in the band. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.